Welcome back to another episode of Terrorism at a Glance, the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness podcast, where we bring you terrorism-related news from right here at home and around the globe in about 5 minutes or less. In this week's headlines, an ISIS victim's parents address their daughter's captor in federal court, a global coalition to defeat ISIS meets in Africa, a Louisiana teen was charged in multiple school shooting threats, and the White House proposes a domestic counter-drone plan. Now we're moving on to the details. The parents of Kayla Jean Mueller, a humanitarian aid worker who was held captive over a two-year period, tortured and eventually killed, spoke at the April 29th sentencing of Alexander Amon Koti, an ISIS fighter convicted in connection with the deaths of four U.S. hostages, including Kayla. During 2 hours of victim impact statements at the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Virginia, Kayla Mueller's father, Carl Mueller, said, "You chose a young woman whose life was dedicated to helping people. She would have helped hundreds, maybe thousands of people during her lifetime. You took her away from the world as well as us." As a humanitarian aid worker, Kayla Mueller was based out of small villages in Turkey and was making a quick trip into Syria at the time of her kidnapping. ISIS members reportedly executed her in 2015, and the then 26-year-old endured 18 months of capture and psychological and physical torture at the hands of Kote and others. British-born Kote, who joined ISIS in 2012, pled guilty to a total of 8 U.S. counts, including 4 counts of hostage-taking that resulted in a death. Kote received a mandatory life sentence, but according to his plea agreement, will serve 15 years in a U.S. prison before authorities will transfer him to the United Kingdom, where he faces a life sentence without the possibility of parole in 5 murders and 7 hostage takings. The Global Coalition to Defeat ISIS will meet in Marrakesh, Morocco on May 11th to address the growing threat of the terror organization in Africa, as well as its continued threat in Iraq, Syria, and Afghanistan. With ISIS making significant inroads into Africa, the 84-member coalition is committed to countering and deterring further advances by the terror group and its affiliates within the continent, according to the U.S. Embassy. The U.S. Department of State reported the deaths from ISIS attacks nearly doubled in West Africa between 2017 and 2020, increasing from 2,700 to 5,000. ISIS Mozambique was responsible for an estimated 1,500 deaths. ISIS funds these operations through schemes that threaten the local population, such as theft, extortion, and kidnapping for ransom. Officials say the extremist group has been able to make more progress in regions where government control is limited. Members of the coalition will review existing efforts to counter ISIS in Africa, identify gaps, and share information. Louisiana authorities took a 13-year-old girl into custody after the teen allegedly made multiple shooting threats online towards several St. John the Baptist Parish schools in late April. On April 30th, school officials alerted authorities of these reported images and threats that had been circulating on social media. The threats prompted added security and law enforcement personnel on the impacted campuses prior to the identification and May 4th arrest of the suspect. Local Sheriff Mike Tregg cautioned the public making a threat against schools will result in criminal charges that will be on your record for the rest of your life. He also requested that parents and students refrain from sharing images or rumors of threats on social media in the future and instead report them to law enforcement. Authorities have charged the suspect with 2 counts of principal to terrorizing. The White House announced on April 25th a national plan that would grant additional authority to federal, state, and local governments to defend against domestic drone threats. The plan would establish a national counter-drone training center, the creation of a federally approved drone detection equipment list for consumers, and a support system for U.S.-based critical infrastructure owners and operators. The legislative push comes as the Federal Aviation Administration projects more than 2 million drones will be in circulation in the United States by 2024, and as current law limits the availability of detection and mitigation technologies, including jamming systems. For more information on our sources, the headlines catching our analysts' attention, or for general information, check out our podcast page at njohsp.gov. Thank you all for listening in, and we hope you'll join us again. Until then, remember, if you see something, say something at 866-4SAFE-NJ or by emailing tips at njohsp.gov.